Steve, it wasn't pretty, but it worked.
It's never going to be pretty, and same for both sides. We're getting to that stage where the pitches are getting a bit firmer as well. Always windy here all the time, and I said at the start of the game, you know, we've got to be patient. The fans have got to be patient because, you know, we're in a relegation dogfight, and you're not going to play pretty football week in, week out until you get confidence back and you're getting wins. We've just got to grind out results, and I think you saw at the end there what it means to obviously myself and the players and the fans as well, because, you know, we needed a win and we've got that.
You made the substitute, Liam Davies coming on, and within 10 minutes, what an impact, what a goal.
He's had a tough week, Liam. You know, he probably feels down that he's not being in the side. We needed a spark today, and what an answer he gave. And, you know, I'm over the moon for Liam. I'm delighted for the kid because, you know, he could be down, he could be sulking, but he gets on with it. You know, I'm, like I say, he's one player that I am really over the moon for.
In injury time, it could have been two or three. Hamish Watson with two clear-cut chances you'd expect him to put away.
You would. You know, I think you saw me kicking the bottles about, and, you know, it could have really wrapped the game up. But, you know, sometimes a bit of naivety from us as well, you know, keeping the ball in the corner. We allowed them on another break, giving the ball away cheaply, which we did all day, to be fair. And, like I say, you know, it was just a workmanlike performance that got us through. You know, playing-wise, we wasn't great. And, you know, we could hold our hands up for that. I'd love my players to go out there and pass the ball and be like Barcelona. But, you know, we need points. And no matter how you get them, you'll read in the paper tomorrow that Gainsborough has won 1-0. And that is the major stat of the day.
You had a huddle at full-time. You were in the middle of that huddle. What did you say?
Just said enjoy it. You know, it's been a horrible week. Horrible week for myself. Been a horrible week for the players. You know, supporters alike, probably been horrible. You know, we don't like being down there. You know, I'll do my best to get the performances back. But, you know, I've got to do my best to get us out of this this mire. And, you know, that's down to the players as well. Me and the chairman have been working tirelessly all week. You know, we're never off the phone. I've just had a little chat down there. He might give me the weekend off where he doesn't ring me tomorrow. Or, you know, but I'll probably go for a couple with him on Monday because, you know, we're really progressive in what we're trying to do. And like you say, I'm delighted for the chairman as well because it might mean that he might sleep better tonight as well. My wife thinks that me and him should move in together. We're always together. I think he went for an haircut yesterday and, you know, I went for mine today. You know, I think he wanted me to come yesterday with him, but, you know, he's an ambitious chairman and I'm delighted for him. And like you say, I can go home tonight and, you know, take the boards off the windows a little bit because, like you say, we've got a bit of a breathing gap now and we go to the small matter of the derby next week, which, you know, sets us up nicely now.
Yeah, looking at other results, still seems the gap is 5 points, so an even more vital 3 points when you look back on it and realise that Colwyn Bay's won.
Yeah, definitely, you know, but it's like I've said to the players in there, you know, they come in and we check the results. It doesn't matter about the results, it's about what we do. It's another game chalked off, it's another 3 points towards the target. You know, and we don't go out there and try and play badly. We go out there and try and win games. We want to go and win every game, and every manager would say the same. You know, you're going to have off days. Last week was a poor day. You know, and as a neutral watching that, there was two poor teams, you know. And, you know, fans had the right to be disgruntled with, you know, the performance because, like I say, it was poor. They pay the money, and it was horrible last week. And, you know, like I say, hopefully we've set it right today with a result. That's what we needed. We needed a result. And like you say, we hold our hands up. Performance is not great, but all I ask is that be patient. That is the key at the moment. We just need results and to get us out of this. And, you know, we're doing our best. And that's myself, the chairman and the players. We will stay as a group and give it our all. And they know that. And, you know, like I say, still a few negatives today from the performance, from a few things in the game. It's what we'll address. But and today, I've said to him, you're going to be nervous, you're going to be frightened, you're going to be on edge because you don't want to be that one who makes a mistake and you get slaughtered for it. But, you know, I'm delighted for everyone involved with Gainsborough today, but doesn't mean we're safe. You know, we've got to go on and try and build on today's result now.
Yeah, Lincolnshire Derby next week. York Street, a place I imagine that's given you a few nightmares over the last couple of years.
Only last year, you know. I might just tell the lads it's August, beginning of August, County Cup, because we always beat them in that, you know, and it sets their season alive by us beating them in that. So it's going to be a tough game, you know, they're scoring for fun. 5 goals per game, I think, they're getting. So, you know, it's going to be a very tough game. But form book goes out the window. You know, I will get my lads rallied up. You know, last year's horrendous display will be in the back of our minds and will not happen again. You know, they'll think we're a pushover because we're down there. You know, they'll think it's a great chance for them to push in the playoffs. It's a great chance for us to probably get us, edge us towards nearer safety and probably put a dent to their season. And, you know, we will do our best to go there and put in a performance. And, you know, it's a fans' day as well. And, you know, we don't want a performance like last year. That's gone. We go on the back of a win today and, you know, we'll give it our best shot next week and we'll make sure we're ready for that one.